From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The United Nations rejects condemnation of Cuba's human rights record. The controversy over Europe's banana imports is the end finally in sight. And the President's Cup is over, but there's no single champion. We ask why. I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United Nations Commission on Human Rights has rejected a United States-sponsored resolution criticising Cuba's human rights record. The vote came at the Commission's annual meeting in Geneva. The motion brings to an end the United Nations mandate to investigate human rights in Cuba. The BBC's Imogen Fuchs reports.
The defeat of the resolution marks the first time in years that the UN Human Rights Commission has failed to condemn Cuba's human rights record. Although rumours had been circulating that Cuba was lobbying hard for votes, no one really expected the resolution to be rejected. But 19 countries voted against it, while only 16 were in favour, with 18 abstentions. The motion criticised Cuba for violating fundamental human freedoms and would have extended the mandate of the UN Special Investigator Carl Johan Groot of Sweden for a further year. But the defeat of the resolution ends Mr. Groot's mission to Cuba, despite evidence contained in his report to the Human Rights Commission that political dissidents in Cuba are harassed and imprisoned. When the result of the vote was announced, many delegates applauded, but the rejection is an embarrassment to the United States, which sponsored the resolution and lobbied hard in its favour. Several European countries backed the United States, but China, India, and Russia supported Cuba, while most Latin American countries abstained.